You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's the Friday Five.
It's the Friday Five. It's our five favorite audio clips of the week. And coming in, not at number five, but as an honorable mention, is Bossy Rossi. And this is, I think, the first time, correct me if I'm wrong, Mahoney, but I think the first time that we've ever played audio from Bossy Rossi's show on the morning show.
I normally wouldn't consider audio from his show to be something that we say is the best of.
Well, yeah, we wouldn't highlight anything from his show because it's not so much a show as in just more of a, here's a song. Cool, that was this song. Here is another song.
Hi, I'm Ross Mahoney. I'm friends with everybody.
Yeah. I'm cool. People like me.
I can't even get my voice that high. I wish I could.
Here it is, Bossy Rossi. Honorable mention the Friday Five, screwing up his stupid 420 music hit.
It's the Revivalists on X107.5, your 420 music hit. And I screwed it up.
All right, Revivalists, all my friends, take two and action.
Text Ross Mahoney, the real Mahoney.
He sucks.
I feel like that should have been more blooper reel material. We got a new system here that we're running at the station.
A little tricky.
It's got some bugs in the system that we're trying to work out. So if you hear some stuff that doesn't sound as smoothly as it should,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
So coming in at number five, this is some audio of a pizza delivery boy entering someone's house. I don't know how this really unfolded. It seems strange to me that there would be a guy who shows up at the front door and then he's like, hey, you have a piano. Can I play your piano?
And then like, hey, let's record the pizza guy playing the piano.
But turns out, hell of a pianist.
I mean, that's cool.
Why are you not impressed? I think that's good.
I don't know. Because I've heard people play the piano before.
Yeah, but can you do that?
Can I do that? No, yeah. There's a lot of things that I can't do that I don't consider to be cool.
I think that's cool.
And also, just cool really pianist. Weird that you let a pizza guy into your house and sit down and play the piano.
Ian said that he used to be a pizza delivery boy. He used to get invited in on the reg.
Yeah, I used to go in all the time and play people's trumpets and...
And other instruments. You hooked up with a couple of people?
Yeah. So you never know. I'm very talented as well.
Imagine Ian's skinny little frog ass just ribbit. Number four in the Friday Five is old Chris Hemsworth. And keep in mind, just kind of that springing motion of a frog. Boing, boing, boing. Number four is Chris Hemsworth. This is Thor. And Thor is getting a tattoo. And Thor is a bitch while getting a tattoo.
He is starting to like it.
Oh, I love this.
I love it.
If you take it out of context, though, and you're like, this is something happening to Chris Hemsworth, a sharp, pointy object repeatedly
stabbing him.
Stabbing him.
He is starting to like it.
Oh, I love this.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's the Friday Five. Thank God it's
Friday. Our five favorite audio clips of the week, and coming in at number three, we have a police officer that wasn't paying attention. And look, I get it. Cops are busy when they're in their car. They've got a lot of stuff going on. Sometimes they have the laptop. Sometimes they have the phone. And in this case, it was the phone. And the cop was looking at the phone instead of the road and ran over a guy on a bicycle.
And the guy on the bicycle was not too happy about being run over by a police officer.
He was just fine. But this is the body cam footage of the cop walking up to the guy and basically telling him, like, rub some dirt on it.
No, I think this is the GoPro from the guy.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's the GoPro from the guy on the bike.
Even more interesting. All right, so the cop's like, no, you're fine. Rub some dirt on it. The guy's like, you ran me right over.
Whoa! You mother... Why the f*** are you looking at your phone, officer?
I got a text from another officer here. Give me a second.
Damn it.
All right.
Why are you texting? I don't care if you're texting.
I wasn't texting. I was looking at my phone.
Either way.
Yeah, I know. It was my bad.
Why are you doing that in a turn?
I wasn't paying attention.
I can walk. How's my arm look?
Your arm's fine.
How about this one?
You're fine.
I need
no braces. I see like braces you got right there.
You got Band-Aids?
Yep, I do.
Yep, sure do.
I love how he's like that big, like, older sibling trying to, like, calm down the younger sibling who got her. Like, no, you're fine.
Don't tell mom.
Let's hear that impact again.
One more time.
Let's hear that impact.
Whoa! You mother! You looking?
No, you're fine.
Oh man, I love it.
God, that sucks so bad.
It sure does. Coming in at number two in the Friday Five is a guy named Dick Hill, who was trying to be a good Samaritan.
What was Dick Hill trying to do?
Now, he's walking through a parking lot, and he saw there was a couple of dogs inside of a vehicle with the windows rolled up and decided that could not be the case. And look, it's summer months across the country. Mm-hmm. Turns out he was in the Midwest, so it wasn't nearly as warm as it is here in Ohio.
It's not a desert.
It's 78 specifically.
Okay.
They went back and reviewed the surveillance footage.
Yeah.
And the dogs had only been in the car for 8 minutes. And Dick Hill decided that he was going to grab a hammer and bust out the window because he needed to save them dogs.
He had good intentions.
He's just so stupid.
Yeah.
And if you don't think he's stupid, listen to him talk.
Did not know how long it was going to take them to get there. And I really felt that puppy needed to get out. I needed to see if that puppy was okay. The officer told me that I should have waited, that I had no right to break that window.
Oh, Dick Hill.
What is going on in the background of that also? Are they in like a little like waiting pool? Do you hear the water? Yeah. What the hell is happening?
The officer told me that I should have waited.
He's taking a bath?
That I had no...
Is it like a fountain?
They went to his house to interview him while he was in the bath relaxing. Yes.
The officer told me that I should have waited, that I had no right to break that window.
If what Dick Hill did was wrong, Dave, I don't want to be right.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's the Friday Five. Thank God it's
Friday. Coming in at number one in the Friday Five, because of course it is from yesterday's Super Stupid Spelling Bee. If you missed it, this is a contest that we regularly do. We compete against each other, and all of us have to spell words. Why are you sighing, Mahoney? What's wrong,
You don't
buddy?
Even know what it is.
You don't even know what this like, could
be. It could be any part of the
Super
Stupid Spelling
We all screwed up yesterday during the contest.
Yeah. I didn't spell hallelujah right.
You're trying to take my victory away from me.
You did not win. You didn't. You did not spell a single word correctly.
That is incorrect.
No, that is correct. In fact,
C-O-R-R-E-C-T.
Okay, you got it right.
You nailed that one. You got me there.
That's right.
Semantics, son of a bitch. this one is number one of the Friday Five. It's when Mahoney tried to spell biscuit and spelled it with a Q, not once, but twice, and then denied spelling it with a Q, even though he clearly had just spelled it with a Q, not once, but twice.
Mm-hmm. Mahoney, your first word is biscuit.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Come on.
It's tough.
Can you use it in a sentence?
It's not Bisquick.
I had a craving and went to Popeye's for one of their famous biscuits.
Mahoney, you are an ass biscuit.
That's funny.
John, do you want to spell this
His
one?
His name is Justin.
you want
no,
spell
don't.
You want
word is biscuit.
No. Mahoney, you spell
What do you mean? You said we had the listener.
Get the win. Get the win. Close it.
I want to let this guy do it.
I can spell it.
You're such a bitch, Mahoney.
Yeah. How am I a bitch?
You're such
Mahoney.
A bitch.
You're a bitch kid.
Damn.
I think I can spell it.
Go ahead.
Spell it. He's getting flustered. I think he's getting red.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Mahoney.
His eyes are going back and forth.
Wait.
No, you're right. Don't start it with anything else.
Don't start. Is there a silent P in there?
B-I-S... Q-U-I-T?
Why, Jesus, God. Why did you put a Q in there?
No.
Why
no
did you put a Q?
Q?
No, I said U. No, you said, go back to the tape. I said Q, B-I-S-Q-U-I-T.
You just said Q again.
You said it again.
There's no Q.
Q-U.
Oh, my God.
That was amazing, Mahoney.
I grew up around a lot of Bisquick, man.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.